Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Feel good this winter by getting the flu vaccine at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The Road Safety Authority has today renewed their safety awareness campaign that aims to reduce deaths on Irish roads to zero by 2050. And on a related topic, our reporter Brian O'Connell has new figures now released to him on just how long the waiting times are for driving tests around the country and just how many people were waiting for tests at the end of August. And Brian joins me now. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Claire.
So the figure you've got this morning, these figures, they show the waiting times are really very long.
Well, they're pretty significant. The information I got relates to the end of August. It shows that in pretty much every driving centre now, there are significant wait times for a date to get your driving test. I'll bring you some examples. If you were to apply today, for example, for a driving test in parts of Dublin City, which would be serviced by the Dunleary Centre, you're looking at a wait time of 51 weeks, so just under 1 year.
My goodness.
Tralee, just over an 11-month wait. Same in Mulhuddart, while Killarney, not far behind, 43-week delay for a test. Even the shortest wait times I could see nationally, for example, in Longford, in Mulhuddart, Maple House, you're going to be waiting 18 weeks or pretty much 4.5 months for a test date. So really significant delays, and they go right through the country. Just to give you a sense of what this means for a test date in real terms, if I apply today for a test in, say, Dunleary Dean's Grange, I'm likely to be invited for a test when? The 12th of August next year. In Wilton and Cork, I'd get a call next May. In Killarney, it'd be June. And in Tralee, it'd be next May before I'd be invited to do the test.
Right, so you'd be better off booking your test and then getting your lessons sorted out. So book your test before you go near a car. Do we know how many people are waiting then when you collate all of that information, what the national average is now?
And again, as you can imagine, given the wait times, there's a significant number of people waiting. So just over 71,000 people are waiting for their invitation to book a test. This compares to 37,000 at the end of August last year, so doubled almost in the past 12 months. At the end of August, the national average time that you'll be waiting now is just over 7 months. So for people waiting on a test, people who might need it for work, it's creating huge problems because they go through the process of getting the theory test. That can take some time. They get the mandated number of lessons with a certified driving instructor, and then they have to go on these long wait times. So sometimes you're looking, as I said, until next summer before you get your actual test. So we're going to hear from someone shortly who was a Road Safety Authority tester until very recently, and he told me where he thinks the problems are. But first, I want to bring you two case studies on people who are waiting on tests. First up is Thomas McGarry from Donegal, living in Wexford. He moved during COVID. He has to travel for work, and he assumed he'd have a test date long before now.
So in January, I looked at booking the theory test, took 2 months to get a first appointment, and I passed that in March. I'm now looking to get my full license. I'm living in Wexford. I'm starting a new job in September, starting in Dublin. I bought a car hoping that I would have my driving test done, but unfortunately, it looks like it's going to be maybe January, February before I get an appointment. I'm now in a situation where I have to take public transport to my work, which is going to be a 5-hour journey. So I'm going to leave my house in the morning at 6:30 and get back at 9 at night. I bought a car so I'd be able to drive. So that would have taken 2 hours a day rather than 5. I'm going to be waiting until January, February before I can actually drive. And in the meantime, I'm supposed to be getting practice to pass the test. But I don't know anyone in Gorey. We moved there during COVID. I don't know anyone with a full like my family aren't from there. So I have to pay for lessons continuously to be able to just drive a car that I've had. You know, we're talking thousands probably by the time that I'll have just used to just get on the road.
I suppose, what do you think should happen? I mean, you weren't expecting this, I'd imagine, were you?
No, a bit shocked, to be honest. I would have expected to have the test within maybe 2 months max. I mean, I think that 2 months might be reasonable. I'm not sure if it's issue with the system that they use, or is it a case that there's not enough testers? It's just not good enough.
So that's a frustrated Thomas McGarry. Now, before we hear from one man who used to be a tester, I spoke to one other person waiting on a test. Leandra Doran finished her theory, then she did her mandatory lesson some months back. So you have to do that before you apply for a test. And she is one of the 70,000 people waiting on a test date.
I've completed all of my EDT now, and I'm still waiting for my test. I've booked it about 4 months ago now. I've completed all 12 lessons and I've done 2 pre-tests. So I still haven't gotten a date yet or even an invitation for a date.
Have they given you any indication, Leandra, when it might be?
No. It impacts my work because I don't live near the town or where I work. So I need my driving test. I need it out of the way so I can get myself to work. It's a bit of a struggle at the moment.
You do the theory test. You do what's asked of you. You do your lessons. You pay 500 or 600 euros, whatever it is. And then you're told, sorry, we don't have a test date for you for months and months and months and months.
Oh, it's definitely frustrating because I have places that I have to go and get to work and I have to rely on other people. So it's not easy for me then.
It puts a lot of pressure on you to get the test as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, because that means that I have to keep paying for pre-tests or do more lessons or something to keep my driving good. I wish that they could hurry it up because we all have places to be and there's been times where I'd have to quit a job because I can't make it to it. So it's stressful, so it is.
Really serious impacts that this delay is having. And I was saying earlier on that really, because you're looking at a year wait in some places, you'd be better off booking your test and then doing your lessons. But you're not allowed to do that, Brian, are you?
The system has changed now. You have to do your theory, then you have to do your mandated lessons, then you can apply for a test. So you're sort of stuck, you know, you have no real options. I'm just going to bring you someone now who worked as a tester previously, and he's now working as a certified driving instructor. So really, really well placed to see where the pressures on the system are. And he's Peter Houghton. He's from the Houghton School of Motoring in Goree County, Wexford. As I said, worked as a tester from 2018 until this year, and he set up his own driving school then. He believes some of the contracts that the RSA is offering to testers aren't attractive enough to get people to apply. I asked him whether, during his time as a tester, delays were a feature.
Any students or any applicants we got in for driving tests had always sort of complained about the length of time. I was looking at the estimator only yesterday with regards to a student who finished their EDT 4 weeks ago. For Dunleary, and they're looking at the 19th of August next year for it to come through, which is absolutely lunacy. You know, you're talking nearly a year for a driving test, you know. Down Goree here, we're talking, I think it's June next year before anything is going to show up.
Why do you think there are so many delays, Peter?
Salary-wise and that, in my own personal experience with it, it's not too bad. But I think as well as that, it's the sheer volume. They just haven't got enough testers to cover. We went through numerous temporary contracts, and that's one of the things that I find is most unattractive about the role. You know, being facing into an 18-month contract and being told there's no job at the end of it for you, why would anybody want to go into the role? But I mean, I can't see any other reason why the backlog would be there other than the fact that there's that many people waiting for tests. You contemplate how much money, you know, you have to spend on a child to get through the test. Cost of an EDT now could be anything from 500 to 700 euro. That's your 12 lessons. Lessons then 40 euro to maybe 60 euros an hour. The cost adds up, you know, and all to wait, 12 months for a test. And
the RSA came knocking on your door, would you go back as a tester?
I wouldn't. No, definitely not. The fact that the main reason that I wouldn't go back is because it's an 18-month contract. The competition they've just run is an 18-month contract. And there's no sign of it, you know, transfer or turning into a full-time job.
So that's former tester and now driving instructor Peter Houghton there. And on that issue of employing more testers, you did ask the RSA about this, Brian.
Yes, they told me, and for them to increase the permanent number of testers, they need to be sanctioned by the Department of Transport. Now, there is a backlog. They are taking on temporary testers at the moment to try and address the specific issues. And then they'll monitor what the capacity is like, what the demand is like. And then they intend to go back to the department in a number of months to see, do they need to take on more permanent testers? They had open competitions in late 2022 for permanent ones. They may have them again in the future.
Okay. So temporary contacts then for the current backlog, then they can get more permanent testers at some point in the future. Is that what they're saying to you?
Exactly, yeah. So following on from that, given that the Department of Transport does have some role here, I got in touch with the Department of Transport to see what they had to say. And they say, obviously, the RSA is responsible for this area. They say that demand has increased by 28% since 2021. COVID obviously had an impact here. They are working closely with the RSA. They pointed out the fact that they're going to recruit up to 75 additional driver testers. They've given approval to that. That brings the total number to 200. And then they will look and see, Do they need additional testers over the coming future? Additional testers will be deployed across the places that really have pressures. But as you can see, looking at the list, I mean, it's pretty much every driver centre has pressures on them at the moment.
It certainly seems that way. Brian, thank you very much for bringing that to us. That's Brian O'Connell reporting there. And next on the programme, we're going to get the latest from Morocco on how the rescue effort is going in the wake of that devastating earthquake at the weekend.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.